USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An additional 1,000 troops are headed back into Afghanistan to help with the evacuation of U.S. personnel from the capital of Kabul. That brings the total number of troops heading back into the capital to 6,000. Ambassador Ross Wilson and the rest of the U.S. Embassy have relocated to the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters have swept into the city. U.S. officials say the diplomatic staff was moved to the airport to ensure their safety while maintaining the embassy's core work. Hundreds of the city's residents have also flooded the airport hoping for a flight out of the country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has left the capital, saying on Facebook that he had fled to save Kabul and its citizens from further bloodshed. Amid the government takeover by the Taliban, Pope Francis is calling for peace in the region. In his weekly address Sunday, the Pope asked his followers to pray that solutions to the conflict can be found at the negotiating table. He also called for the protection of Afghanistan's small Christian minority, mostly foreigners and aid workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say they've seized thousands of counterfeit COVID vaccination cards. Jeremy Scott has more.
15 times in one night, U.S. Customs and Border Protection caught a shipment from China to Louisiana, which contained 51 blank counterfeit vaccination cards. Over 3,000 total were seized in Memphis, Tennessee, that were en route to other cities around the U.S. Officials say there has been a surge in fake vaccination cards after cities such as New York City announced it would mandate vaccine passports at certain businesses starting next month, and a growing number of colleges and universities across the country will require vaccination for students to attend classes in person. The FBI warning back in March that buying, selling, or using a counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination card is a crime. Violators can face a fine and up to 5 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The search continues for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead and thousands more are injured. John Clemens has more.
We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And New York's new governor says she's ready for the task. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former congresswoman, has mostly labored in obscurity under Governor Cuomo, but as the New York's first female governor, she will almost certainly face a bruising primary battle in 2022. She does intend to run.
I fully expect to. I'm prepared for this. I've led a life working in every level of government, from Congress to local government. I am the most prepared person to assume this responsibility, and I'm going to ask the voters at some point for their faith in me again. But right now, I need their faith, I need their prayers, and I need their support to make sure we get this right.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.